Welcome to the eighth day here on Sunny 101.9 and Great Lakes Radio. We have a full show today. We are going to be talking about bats and rabies and the West Nile virus. We're going to be talking about a variety of events that are happening throughout the UP, including the Escanaba Rock the Dock. We're going to be talking about the Covington concert coming up. We are going to be talking with Forest Ranger over at the Assini National Wildlife Refuge that is going to talk about their tours happening. They got one coming up on July 9th, but they have them all throughout the summer, both the morning and evening versions. We're also going to talk to Jelena McLean about Superheroes on the Run happening just as this show starts down by Lakeview Arena. And it's still time for the little kids to get dressed up in their Halloween costumes and be down there by 10:30. We're going to be doing all of this, and it's kind of full. But, you know, we have one more responsibility. Besides the five interviews we have, we actually have to talk about what's coming up Monday. And there is a big thing coming up Monday: the deadline to register to vote in the August primary. If you want to participate in our elections, our system, where I don't care what your opinion is, I don't think anybody should care about that. Participation is what saves us. You have to be involved in voting. You can't complain if you don't vote. It has been shown time and again in the last several years that votes, one as little as one vote, has decided elections. It has taken very few votes to change the whole direction of this country. And if you're in favor of that, then your votes matter. Now, I've actually brought somebody in here who is not quite sure of her situation, just to be illustrative. Hello, Lauren, my favorite photographer, videographer, and head of the media department here at Great Lakes Radio. Hello.
Hi.
Tell me a bit about what, when I asked you about this and I said, oh, I got a press release here. And I said, are you registered? And your first answer was yes. And then you weren't sure.
Yeah. Well, I moved recently and I know that I changed my address on my driver's license, but I'm not sure if I ever actually changed my address for voting, so I might have to get re-registered.
And that is actually one of the things that are addressed in the Secretary Johnson's registration. She's sending out this drive of everybody should get registered, but you know, Monday's the last day, and there is a way to fix your online thing. Maybe you can do it on your phone, I don't know, but since we're doing this live and just going to quickly get this done, at expresssos.com apparently allows you to change your voter's address. If that's all that's changing, there's many people who are registered who can change their official state address, including their voter registration address, online at absolutely no cost by simply going to expresssos.com. Now, I'm not sure how that works, and I would like to go through a whole lot of things, but I tried to call the Secretary of State's office and get somebody on the phone the last 2 days. I didn't find anybody official that would do it by this time, but I will say that you should do, if you have an experience there, I would love if you put in the comments for this post that we're going to post on our site at 8thday.buzz. I'd like you very much to say what your experience was, because how in the world can you just go online, change your, what's your PIN number? How do they know it's you? Couldn't your address be changed by somebody randomly? I'd like to know more. We've got a lot of time because we have so many things going on right now today in interviews, but I'd like very much to remind you, today is too late for this week. You've got Monday and Monday only if you want to get completely registered and participate in the great American tradition of self-governance. Thank you so much. This is the 8th Day on Sunny 101.9 and Great Lakes Radio. We'll be right back, and we will have five quick-paced interviews, one after another. Thank you.